Negotiators for three California supermarket chains and striking or locked out grocery clerks resumed contract talks yesterday. They were the first talks in nearly a month. More than 850 grocery stores are affected. A federal mediator has asked that both sides maintain a news blackout. Eric Roy of member station KCRW reports.
The Vons supermarket in Santa Monica is usually a pretty crowded store filled with gourmet shoppers, but today just half a dozen people wait in the checkout line. The grocery aisles are fairly empty. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union claims sales are down 75% at targeted Vons and Albertsons stores. Other industry observers estimate it's 35 or 40%, and they say more customers have been coming back the last couple weeks. Outside the Santa Monica Vons, about a dozen striking grocery clerks walk the picket line, carting a largely empty parking lot. The occasional customer drifts past them into the store. The strikers say nothing. Some shoppers apologize for crossing the picket line as they come out. It's been a lean month for union strike captain Tom Hancock and his fellow picketers.
They give $40 a day for clerks and $20 for box people. Thank you, Jake. So the box people, I don't know how they're making it.
Hancock says news of the renewed contract talks spread like wildfire.
Oh, we were pretty happy. We were all pretty happy to hear that. I'm hoping for the best. I know that it's going to be a long process, and it's a beginning. It's at least getting the guys in the same room. That in itself is a beginning.
But that's all it is. The two sides are very far apart. Vons, Albertsons, and Ralphs say health care expenses and wages must be reined in so they can compete with low-cost, low-wage outfits like Walmart. George Whalen, president of Retail Management Consultants, says that's true. He thinks that economic pressure will eventually force the union to give.
Walmart is going to open up 40 super centers in the next 5 years in Southern California. And everywhere across the country that they have done that, they've opened up a multitude of super centers. The average cost, the price of groceries, a basket full of groceries, has gone down anywhere from 10 to 15%.
Whalen says the Southern California strike is a test case for the nation. He believes wages will be forced lower and lower over the years, and that will change the workforce. That's exactly what happened in the meatpacking industry, says University of Delaware labor historian Roger Horowitz, when big low-cost, low-wage companies like IBP and ConAgra drove down wages 30% between 1980 and 1990.
It also resulted in a transformation of the workforce away from sort of a stable, settled, homeowning working class to a transient immigrant working class, which is the pattern now in the meatpacking, heavily immigrant, heavily Latino in its composition.
But Vons Public Affairs Director Sandra Calderon says that won't happen in the supermarket business.
This current offer does not propose any cuts in health care benefits, and also the current proposal that was offered does not include a wage reduction.
The union disagrees with that assessment of the last contract offer. The grocery clerks have expanded their fight against Safeway, the parent company of Vons, by calling for a consumer boycott of Safeway stores in Northern California. The union has sent Southern California strikers north to picket the stores. Back at the parking lot outside the Santa Monica Vons, shopper Hen Cador has crossed the picket line for the first time, she says. Cador sympathizes with the strikers, but she's tired of the strike.
Yes, very tired. Actually, I haven't been to the supermarket for over a month.
So this is your first time?
Yeah, and I needed some milk and, you know, some juice and cheese for my kids. I had to do it.
Still, Cador complains the shelves are bare. That's even true in Ralph's markets, where business has sometimes been better than usual since October 31st, when grocery clerks pulled their pickets in a move to give people a place to shop and drive a wedge between the three grocery chains. Retail consultant Whalen says many shelves will stay bare because stores are short-handed. And everybody seems worried the strike could last through Christmas, causing big losses for supermarkets, empty stockings for strikers' families, and huge headaches for holiday cooks. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Los Angeles.